Joining us now to talk about living conditions in North Korea is Steve Linton, who does medical relief work for the Eugene Bell Foundation. He recently returned from North Korea, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Clarksville, Maryland. Hello, Dr. Linton.
My pleasure.
Have living conditions deteriorated since the U.S. and its allies have cut off oil shipments to North Korea?
I don't think so. The worst part of their economic downturn was probably in 1997, and things have been slowly picking up since then. I think the heavy oil shipments were important, but did not make up a significant portion of North Korea's oil needs. Most of its oil is supplied by China.
This is a closed nation. Few people know about day-to-day life in North Korea. You recently returned from there. What is day-to-day life like?
Well, it's a struggle. It's a struggle for the basic necessities of life, to stay warm, to get enough to eat. I would imagine the average North Korean enjoys heat for very few hours of the day, even during the bitterest parts of the winter. And so just staying warm and cooking your food and making it through the winter is a real challenge that they have to face. But Koreans are survivors, and they somehow seem to make do anyway.
Is this a country where most of the basic needs are provided by the state?
No longer. It used to be the case that the state was the provider of most of the basic needs, but since the collapse of the former Soviet Union and North Korea's economic downturn, increasingly people are having to fend for themselves.
If they can no longer rely on the state, where do they turn?
Well, they turn to what we call coping mechanisms. They sell produce they produce in the small private plots that they're allowed to have. They barter with household goods sometimes. They perhaps have a little business where they sell things. Many, many ways of surviving in a situation like North Korea, and they're very adept at finding all of them.
Are there serious problems with starvation, with malnutrition?
1997 was by far worse than it is today. I think a country like North Korea probably, you could say, has a chronic malnutrition problem, but I don't think that we are looking at the mass starvation that we did in 1997.
In this growing standoff between North Korea and the U.S. and its allies, how do the North Koreans see themselves in this situation?
When North Koreans look at the United States, they often are confused as to whether the U.S. really does want to make peace with them or whether the U.S. wants them to go away. From their perspective, the U.S. is probably potentially the best friend, but at present their worst enemy.
When North Korea is described as part of that axis of evil, it in some ways is seen, at least by the administration in that description, as a military might or military aggressor. That's not how they see themselves.
No. Korea has for many, many centuries survived in the midst of powers that are greater than itself, so that adventurism, military adventurism, has not been part of their consciousness for quite some time. They tend to see the weapons that they have, a golden shield rather than a golden bullet.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Steve Linton does medical relief work with the Eugene Bell Foundation. He returned from North Korea earlier this month.